T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we have had guys from all the different teams today. And from the Knicks, of course, we have Mike Breen, who does the games, but also John Starks, one of the popular Knicks of the generation. John, welcome. How are you? Good to see you. How's everything?
Everything's good.
Good to see you. You know, it's draft night tonight. What's your thoughts? I mean, do you think the Knicks trade Porzingis? Do you, you know, you might have a handle better than we do. What do you think? You think they trade him?
That's all Phil.
What do you think?
So we just kind of sit back and see what happens.
Will you be surprised?
You never know. You never know. In this business right here, I didn't think I was going to leave New York ever and end up getting traded for Sprewell. So you just never know. You know, you hope that you stay with a team your whole career, but, you know, things happen.
You know, it's amazing, John. I've seen you representing the Knicks in a million different things, and your popularity with the fans never wanes. I mean, they remember that time so well. They remember that era so well, and you gave them so much, came from such a interesting background to what you wound up doing, you know, from, working in the supermarket to dunking over Jordan and Pippen. I mean, so they remember that time and that era very, very fondly.
Yeah, no, the fans were just incredible back then. Obviously, it was a fun time. It was a fun time.
You guys lit it up. You guys lit up the city too.
The game was a lot different, obviously, as we all know. It was a little bit more physical, a little bit more defensive oriented, and more so inside outside. Now the game is more changed to outside inside. So, you know, we wanted to be physical. We wanted to take on the mentality of the city is the whole blue collar city, and we was a blue collar team. So
you were. You know, Ewing was a great shooter, as we know, for a big man. But Mason, before that, X-Man, Oak, all you guys were gritty, tough guys. No one came down that lane and was going to make it there in one piece. That was for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, that was Coach
and you were in good shape too. Riley made sure you guys were in good shape too.
Oh, we was in excellent shape.
Yeah,
he
didn't want guys who were soft players.
Not at all. You know, like you say, you look at that team, he wanted tough guys.
Tough guys and guys in good shape, too.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and it's coming so close. I mean, it almost feels like you won because you guys came so close. I mean, you know, not just the seventh game, but so many times against so many good teams, the Pacers, the Heat, the Bulls. I mean, all those teams. Yeah. So many good series, you know?
No, they was an incredible city, especially, obviously, Indiana and Chicago series. Yep. But Indiana, mainly, that was the most physical series that we
probably
were fun. Ever played.
They were fun, wasn't
they
it?
They definitely was fun.
Because Reggie was a trip, you know? Really was. And man, he could just make someone. He could make some amazing shots.
He can. That's what great players do, you know. But their team was similar to our team in the
really
way
much.
They played.
Yes, yeah. Very much. Good tough players, you know. And Smits could hit that jump shot out top, right?
Yeah,
he could. And they had some really tough guys inside, like Antonio Davis, right?
Dale Davis.
Real lunch pail guys, big bodies.
Exactly.
Antonio Davis.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, they were good matchups. They really were.
They definitely was a good matchup. They was a solid team, and they was well coached. Obviously, Larry Brown was the coach at that time, so very well coached team.
You know, I don't know if people can realize now. I tell people this in the 90s, how many Friday nights, how many springtime Sundays, you guys lit up the city. I mean, you were topic A every day, day after day. You guys were rock stars in this town.
No, we definitely was. You know, what I loved about time back then, you know, even when we came around for shoot around, the stadium was full. You know, we didn't have to wait till the fans get in there. Shoot arounds were full. Then when we came out, it was just electric, you know. And obviously when Chicago and Indiana and all these Miami came to the town, you could just feel the energy in the city at that particular time.
And also playing in that madhouse. I haven't been there. That was unbelievable, that place. Talk about a place that was loud. That place rocked like crazy. It was hard to play there, wasn't it? Not only playing against great players, but boy, was that place loud.
It was beautiful, and that's what we loved about the Garden. And we knew that we had a home court advantage because of the fans, and we knew that, you know, they were going to lift us up when we was down, and they was behind us. And what I loved about New York is that they never say – what you guys and say, what we going to do, what we, you know, and that's what I loved about playing the Madison Square Garden.
And you guys, you know, were there year after year, too. I mean, it was like 1-1, 2 years. You guys were there for a long time. I mean, pretty much year in, year out, you guys were always throughout, in the second the round, 90s. Third round, always playing big games.
Yeah, throughout the 90s, and that's what made it special. And, you know, we was excited just to come and represent New York, and that's the most important
Which you
thing.
Did well, because, you know, like I said, there are guys who, whenever they see it, the fans have a smile on their face, and they love them, and you're one of those guys. I mean, they remember you very fondly. New York fans have been very good to you.
Oh, New York fans have been
And you gave them a lot of thrills. I mean, you gave them a lot of thrills. They still show you highlights. I mean, you know, the dunk and not just that big shots, but you gave them a lot of thrills, but they reciprocated. They gave you a lot of love.
Oh, for sure. I think they just kind of resonate with my past. And, you know, obviously, like I say, this is a blue-collar city, and people had to work hard to get to where they get to in life. And so they appreciate where I came from and how I made it.
You know, it is true. It's been – you don't realize how many lean years it's been, right? It's been a long time. You know, when that team's good again, whenever it happens, whenever and hopefully it will one of these days, whenever it happens, it's going to be fun to have that building alive again.
Oh, it's definitely – it gets there from time to time throughout the season. You could just feel it. And so – but we need more of those moments.
Did you ever think you'd see years where a guy – you see an NBA championship game and they shoot 83s in the game? 83s?
No. I mean, it's amazing how the game has changed and how – has, you know, evolved into this now, and so obviously you have some great shooters out there, and Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, you know, guys like James Harden. You know, the three-point shot is the weapon now, and it's more so than, like I say, because the big man is sort of obsolete.
Oh, yeah.
Or the low post game is sort of obsolete.
You don't see it anymore.
No, you don't see it anymore. There's a couple of guys out there, the Cousins.
Right. And plus, they don't even. Plus, they'll let you hit on a guy on the post. They just won't let you touch a guy on the outside.
Yeah, I know. It's different, right?
Yeah.
It was totally opposite of that when we played. So, yeah.
It has changed dramatically. Yeah. Well, listen, you know, it's always good to remember the Knicks and remember those great days. And, you know, fans been around 30 years, and you guys were a big part of those years. I mean, a big part. I mean, I tell people, man, we did Knicks morning, noon, and night. I mean, all the time for weeks on end. You know, it's been a long time since that's happened.
WFAN has been good to us.
Well, absolutely.
We appreciate what you bring to the game.
Well, listen, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it very much. Good luck to you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.